Here at the World Food Prize, I am with Dr. Margaret Ziegler, who's Executive Director of the Global Harvest Initiative. And we just heard the latest GAP report, the Global Food Security Report. And this is the fourth one that you've released. And give us a little bit of an overview about that, Margaret.
Well, sure. This particular report takes a focus on value chains and what that means for farmers and consumers. But each year we issue a report at the World Food Prize that focuses on how do we improve productivity, and we explain what that means. We have this focus because we felt for a long time that the conversation was just about producing a lot of food or, conversely, charity. And we wanted to try to focus on how does the issue of productivity really help farmers of all sizes succeed as business people, as well as feed a growing population with using less resources. So that's why we decided back in 2010 with our first report to really make productivity the focus of our annual report. And we each year we take a slightly different take. And so each year, if you look at the GAP report each year, we look at are we meeting the needs we have to improve productivity? Where are we falling down? Where can we do better?
You have a number of corporate sponsors that help you out. Most of them are agribusiness companies. Tell me about the importance of having those sponsors as part of the Global Harvest Initiative and what they do to help.
Sure. We actually have six member companies that are very involved in everything we do. We tap their knowledge and experience. We work with them to learn more about what are their innovations that they're using, not only in the North American context, but in the global context. So, for example, some of the work that Monsanto is doing to provide additional advisory services to farmers in India is quite a new and exciting model. And Monsanto basically helps farmers who use their seed products in India with a mobile extension service where farmers can call in and get specific questions answered about challenges they're facing with their crops. And they also get regular updates on almost a weekly or daily basis about weather issues, about pests, or about new innovations that might help them produce more. So we tap into all these kinds of innovations with all of our member companies and put that into the productivity report to highlight how these innovations are making a difference for farmers.
Well, and I think it's when we look at it like as individuals, like I'm just one person, what can I do to help? And it was really impressive this morning with Jeff Simmons with Elanco, is also one of your member companies, to really talk about that. Yes, we can make a difference as individuals. Do you believe that as well?
Well, individuals and companies working together along with the public sector, I think, can do a lot. I think that one of the things, though, we have to be aware of is that there's a lack of information out there, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about just what are these technologies and why are they useful and helpful. And we just have a lot of work to do about educating people and sharing with them the positive benefits of what the companies are doing, and then also collaborate with the NGOs and with the governments to help them adopt some of these practices that may be useful for farmers.
Well, and John Deere is also another one of your companies, and we've heard a lot about the importance of precision farming, precision agriculture, and helping to feed the world.
Right. I think the next frontier really is very much looking at how can mechanization that we've developed over the years here in the North American context be adapted for the new emerging farmers in Africa and Asia and Latin America. Particularly in Latin America, there's been a really strong demand for equipment and mechanization that is suitable for the Latin American context. And similarly, in Asia and Africa, there are millions of new users of these products that really want mechanization that helps them in their local context. And so figuring out how to modify and adapt and respond to the needs of the customer base is something John Deere is looking at.
You had a overflow crowd here at the presentation of the report, as well as being online live streaming this. It seems like there's more interest than ever before. This is our fourth one, and it just seems like the interest is huge this year. What do you think about that?
We're really excited. I do think that our productivity message is an important one. It's not the whole story. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of parts to food security that also need to be emphasized at the World Food Prize, but we're glad that productivity is high on the agenda.
Anything else you'd like to add, Margaret?
I just want to congratulate the organizers of the World Food Prize for once again just bringing together so many different people and institutions and voices in one place. I think it's just an exciting week, and I look forward to hearing more in the coming days about what all the people think of the agenda and the speakers.
All right. Thank you so much. Here at World Food Prize, I am Cindy Zimmerman.